middle of the Tosis, where the Tosis wants to contrast our sugya, our shaila of the Gemara Mibu B'Mokam Chazaka regarding the sugya of Eino Domer Toch Zmano, and two other examples that Tosis says are Lo Dami Krau, one from Kiddushin and one from Yevamis. Let's go over again what we have in those two Gemaras. L'chora, it seems from Tosis that whatever he's saying makes those cases different. It's one idea that separates those two cases from what we have over here. So the sugya in Kiddushin, Tosis quotes that a person says that he has children. Because he has children, his wife will not have to need chalitza or yibum from a brother. The case is that it's muchzak lan de isrei achim. So there's a chazaka, as far as we know, that she should have to go through yibum or chalitza. She can't just marry anyone. But by saying, I have children, she's released from that possibility. That is a migu, says the Gemara. He's believed because he could have just given her a get. So that's straightforward. You see, Uchara, that migu works, b'makam chazaka. And our sugya has a shayla. If we say migu b'makam chazaka, it's achar hazman. He could have said, I paid you now, after the zman. And instead he says, I paid you before. It's a ma'al l'shaker, b'makam chazaka, eino domer toch zmano. It's a question in our Gemara. And there it seems straightforward that we do say migu b'makam chazaka. That's one lo damu klal in Tosis. The emesis, Tosis doesn't give us the full picture in Kiddushin. If you wanted to see the Gemara there, if you did, probably you saw it. It's not as simple as Tosis makes it. Tosis here was in a one line of the Gemara. It's more nuanced, really, but it really comes down to the Shita of Rebbe. Well, Maisa, what we have in that Gemara is the following. Not to get too complicated, but we have a machlokis Rebbe and Rav Nosson. When a person first says one thing, and then later on, let's say closer to Bishas Misa, he says something else which goes against what he said initially. Initially, let's say Bishas Kedushin, he makes a declaration that is maybe like trying to convince her not to be concerned about marrying him because should he die, she won't be Zoko Kuyibum. So that would be if he would say at that time that he has a child from a previous marriage, in other words. Then what happens is later on, he changes his tune and he starts saying otherwise, that he has no children. The question is, does he have an emunus lessor? Because it comes out he's actually now coming in the other direction later on. That's where the Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Nosson. The Gemara sets up, this is the way the Gemara works out the ukimta of the case, of the Machlokes, and the Brice of Rebbe and Rav Nosson. And the Gemara says, and Amid Beis over there, Samach Dal Amid Beis, that the question will be around the following. Rebbe holds that he can't change his, whatever is his edus, you could call it, that he said before when he declared initially that he has children and she doesn't have to go to Yibum because he had a ma'al l'shaker. Now, the ma'al l'shaker was, as we see in our Tosis, in other words, that he could have given her a get and she wouldn't have to go to Yibum if he gave her a get. Now, let's explain that. He's getting married. He's not going to give her a get and he's getting married. So what it means is different ways to say it, but pshat is he could assure her that he'll give her a get at a later point, or he'll give her a get al tanai, or with a zman that will be later, whatever that exactly the nature of that ability that he has to give her a get. That's what the ma'al l'shaker is. The question is, what's the koach of that ma'al l'shaker, and can he alter it later on when he comes and says the opposite later on, and he says, really, I don't have children. So the way the Gemara explains it, it's as follows. Rabbi Savar ma'al l'shaker ki edim dami. It's such a strong nemanus of migu that it's as if it would be like Aden that we now take on to be the case without a question that he has children. She doesn't need to go to Yibam. V'asu Aden v'akri chazaka. And therefore, you can't come later on and change because it's like you're going against Aden later on when you say the opposite. Rav Nosson says, no, malishakir is just like a chazaka. And therefore, all it does is it creates like a balance between what was a chazaka before, which is that we presume that she has to go to Yibum because we knew he had brothers, And now he says he has children, so it's like a chazaka versus a chazaka. And to that extent, he can come later on and weigh in the other direction, and you could say retract and say, in fact, that he has no children, because it didn't rise to the level of Edim when he initially was believed. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. There's a lot of details here, Rashi and Tosfos. But the focus of the question of Tosfos here would obviously be within Shitas Rebbe, Chora. Rebbe is the one who said that the Malei Shaker locks us in here, and it's Ke'ilu, like it's Edim, to the extent that he can come later on and change and say that he has no children. But meanwhile, this Malei Shaker that you're giving this incredible koach, a Malei Shaker, as if it would be like Edim, is running against the Chazaka. Because the case, as we started, was Muchsak Lan, that he has brothers. That means that she's Becheskas Zekuka Le'ibum, as of what we see right now. That's the Chazaka as it stands right now. When he wants to say, I have children, he's coming with his Malei Shaker that he can give her a get, and trying to work against a chazaka. That's Tosfos' question. L'chaira, it's argamar is a suffix, migu makam chazaka, and that case is straightforward, slam dunk, migu works, and ad kedei kach, the Rebbe says he can't even come later on and say differently, so that's the kasha that Tosfos is alluding to, and he says lo damu klal in that regard. Second example is not where the Gemara says mefurish for sure one way or the other. It's a shaila in the Gemara about migo makom chazaka in a different situation. And here it's not 100% clear from our Tosfos where he's coming from in asking the question. Does he mean to differentiate in terms of both directions, as Tosfos and Yevamos spells out, or maybe more likely in my mind, one direction? Let me explain. The Gemara in Yevamos has a shaila about, do we say migo makom chazaka? What's the issue over there, as we spoke at yesterday? Hechzika hi melchama ba'olam. If we knew that there was melchama ba'olam wherever she and her husband went, and then she comes back and says meiz ba'ali, so there she's not believed, because we assume our becheskas, you could say, is b'didami, that she's just saying it out of speculation, out of conjecture. She just saw a lot of people dying, she assumed her husband died as well. But let's say we don't know on our own that that place where they were had milchama. She brings that information to us, and then she also adds and says, but her husband died. So the Gemara asked the question, and the Lashna Gemara there is very striking. And there it's going to have bearing back on us. And the Gemara raises the question, right? So the Lashna Gemara was, do we say that the Malei Shaker is Mara L'Chazaka or not? But that's the suffix of the Gemara. Malei Shaker means she didn't have to say Mechama Ba'ola. So therefore, Miyam Mina Malei Shaker, Dibay Amr Shalom Ba'olam. She could have left it, as far as we know, it could have been Shalom Ba'olam, and then she would have been able to say, husband died, and she'd be believed. O Dilma, Kiman de Ichaska, since, well, Maisa, she did establish for us the fact being that it was Mechama, Amra B'didami, which is always why she's not believed when it's Mechama, so she brought that information to us. Below us, Malei Shaker, Maruch Haskasa. So now Tosfos is also wondering, does that relate to our sugya or not? Now let's speak about this question. Here, it's not like the Gemara says for sure one way or the other. It's a shaila. So you could say Tosfos is weighing it in both directions. In other words, on the one hand, there's a possibility over there that it is going to work, even though there's a chazaka Malei Shaker works. And here, there's a possibility that it won't work. So how can it be? How can we... can we accommodate both possibilities? On the one hand, over there it works as amigo, and here not. And conversely, Tosfos could be also trying to disentangle the two sugyas in the other direction. That in that case, we could say that it doesn't work. The Malei Shaker will not stand up to the chazaka, and here it will work. So let's think about the issue over there and see where was Tosfos more concerned in terms of raising the question and saying lo dami klal. So what's the issue over there? What does it depend on? B'didam. What's the reason she shouldn't be believed when we know Mechama Ba'olam? Because Mechama Ba'olam, so everybody dies. Her husband died too. She saw something. She had other people die. Mestama, he didn't survive. So in a way, what should you think? Migo works or Migo doesn't work? And if the issue at stake is not Mishaker per se, consciously, deliberately, maliciously, but simply, you just jump to conclusions. You think Migo should work there? No. So that's the obvious reason why Migo shouldn't work. No, so if I ask you, is that an issue in our sugya? Does that relate to our sugya? How could it be over there in the Malei Shaker doesn't work, Makom Chazaka, and here perhaps it does work? Is there much to say? It's Choronanish. I mean, the whole point there, it doesn't work because it's Bididami. That's a unique variable in that situation. There's no bearing on Agamon. So it's almost like Tosus didn't have to even address it. Tosus and Yavamas does go both directions. But more likely for us, when Tosus is even trying to comment and say Lo Damu, Tosus must mean in the other direction, similar to what we saw in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, it was for sure that way, that Migu works with Makam Chazaka, and here it's a Suffolk. So Tosus says Lo Damu Klal. And in terms of the Gemara Yavamas, Tosus had in mind a similar point, that there's another possibility, that even though it's a Bididami issue at stake, but maybe the Migu will in fact work to overcome the Bididami. Now, why would that be? Tosus spells it out over there. Because the fact that she brings information to light that we didn't even know about shows that she obviously did independent research. She brought information that we didn't even know about. She came and she researched and she didn't have to say anything. So that makes us realize that she obviously knows what she's talking about. So the fact that she knows what she's talking about means she mistaken knew that her husband really died. In other words, the Ma'al Shaker really makes us realize that's not Bididami. In other words, that's itself the question. Do we hold on to this possibility of a Bididami and say Ma'al Shaker can't speak to that issue? So she's still, for all we know, she's still jumping to conclusions? Or do we say the fact that she brought to our attention, Hechzikahim Mechama Ba'olam, she told us about it, she must have been Medaik. If she's Medaik, then she's Medaik, and she knows he died. And therefore the Ma'al Shaker works. Oh, so here, Tosus would have to be raising the question. So in the Gemara, in Yavamis, we are suggesting possibly that the Ma'al Shaker works, even though there's a Chazaka. The Chazaka means that we would presume with the dummy that she doesn't really research, and yet we use the Ma'al Shaker to say that she did. So Migu could work Makam Chazaka, and here we think that Migu might not work Makam Chazaka. So that's, I think, where Tosus would be more likely to be even raising the question. So Tosus here doesn't explain why it's a low dummy. Tosus and Yavamis does spell it out. But before we even start thinking, what could be the most obvious point to distinguish that's common to both cases, because Tosus says Lo Damu Klal on two cases, seemingly it's one differentiation. What is it? That the two chazakas over there are very different than the chazaka in our sugya. How so? The chazaka in our sugya of Lo Avet Inish the Parbe Gozimne Chazaka Einem Petrov Zmano is what we call chazaka of an umdina. The chazaka that tells us this is what happens, this is what doesn't happen, people don't pay tochazman. It's a chazaka about a situation, what is the norm? Therefore, when you want to win with a Ma'al Shaker, you want to take on that the person paid, even though the chazaka says a person doesn't. It's a chazaka of an umdin. Whereas the other two examples are very different. Let's take one at a time. Kiddushin. We know that he has a brother. We don't know about children. Based on what we know, the presumption is that when this guy will die, she'll have to go through the hoop of Yibum Machalitza. He tells us, and he has a migul to back it up, that he has children. That which he's bringing to our attention, that he has children, and therefore she's not Zakah Yibum. Does the Chazaka relate to that specific information that we want to believe, that he has children or doesn't have children? We didn't hear about children. We don't know. So the Becheskas is not a Chazak of an Umdina. It's not that the Umdina says we can pretty much say and vouch based on the Chazaka that there are no children. No, we don't know. But because we don't know and we know there are brothers, that's why, based on the default, that what we have here in front of us, based on our limited information, we have to put the situation in a box. And we have to say the box is that she'd have to go through Yibum, based on what we have. So the Ma'al Shaker is not directly being undermined. That which we want to take on with Ma'al Shaker is not that there's an umdin that says otherwise. It says a becheskas. Okay, so now we have Ma'al Shaker. So her, that's very different than our Gemara. Same thing in the Yavamis with the case of Hachzika Shalom Ba'ola. Bididami is based on what we have right now. We would gather that she just jumps to conclusions and assumes and speculates her husband died. If we have reason to think and some indication that she researched, because after all she brought information to us that we didn't know before, okay, so it won't be bididami. It's not umdina. It's not umdina that women always jump to a conclusion. It's what, based on what we have, the default. No, I mean, I don't mean it in any contemporary fashion. No, just the mice. This is what we have in a situation of typically Muhammad Ba'olam. But if Hechzika he Muhammad Ba'olam, okay. So the Malish Shaker allows us to overcome that which we would have assumed to be the case. It's an umdina. Everyone here, Eidot Turechizmanach is an umdina. That flies against what you want to take on with the Malish Shaker. The Tosis point would be very simple. Lo damu klal, because this chazaka is a chazaka of an umdina. And the two examples that we gave are chazakas of the presumption based on the information that we have. This is where we would categorize the situation. She's kuka liyibon, she's bididami. Malishaka is coming to alter that. Okay, but the problem is as follows. So that's a chor white's lo damu klal. But you still have to work out the lo damu klal for Tosis. Lo damu klal means this differentiation is a chiluk that will justify why you can live with our Gemara, both sides of the Shaila, and still understand the two Gemaras over there, that it could be a Migul b'makam Malishake b'makam Chazaka. But, looking more carefully, what exactly, if we're trying to understand how to accommodate the tzad of the Gemara of Migul working over there, by the case of Yevamos, or that case in Kedushin that Migul works, and our Gemara says the opposite, possibly, Dilma, that Migo does not work. Malishaka does not work. So what's the tzad exactly that Malishaka doesn't work over here? How do we read that? That the Odilma of the Gemara, that it doesn't work. The Lashna Gemara, as we have it, Odilma, the Malkam Chazaka lo amina Malishaka. That's Lashna Gemara here by us. Rashi adds a few words in explaining what the Gemara means. Odilma, the Malkam Chazaka lo amina Malishaka, as Rashi says, because the makom dika chazaka demari ledibure, right? Malish, so demari ledibure. So then we can't accept the malishake. Lo amrinam the makom dika chazaka demari ledibure malishake velemnu. Malishake cannot come to the rescue when we have a taina that's already limping, that's already deficient, that's already viewed as far from being possibly the case. The chazaka has weakened that taina, a taina that's so weakened, that's so far afield, the chazaka has undermined, so we're not going to use malishaka to rehabilitate it. That's how Rashi presents the tzad of the Gemara, like the Gemara's lashon. The makom chazaka lo amina malishaka. Now, by contrast, the lashon of Gemara in Yevamos is very, very different. The lashon of Gemara on the tzad that you don't say, on the tzad that you don't say migul. Very different language. The tzad that doesn't work is that we don't allow the malishaker to weaken the chazaka, which means, and the other side would be that the malishaker weakens the chazaka. And the other side is, no, malishaker doesn't weaken the chazaka. Very different language. If we follow the language that we have by us, especially when Rashi elaborates on it, so then the chiluk that we just noted is more than obvious. Because the whole lumdus of our Gemara's Odilma is that the taina that the Malishaka is coming to solve and rehabilitate has been undermined through the chazaka. That logic can only make sense in the context of a chazaka like ours, chazaka of an umdina. That's where the taina is damaged. That's when the taina is weakened, because the chazaka says you don't pay tochazman, and you want to believe him with a migu that he paid tochazman. That's where this issue comes up, that you can't have malishaka the makom chazaka, because chazaka weakened the taina. But if we're talking about a chazaka that's a category, not an umdina, she's, as far as we can see, the brother, there are brothers, we don't know about children, so she beats kuka liyiba. Does that category, so to speak, that presumption, serve to weaken the taina that he says that he has children? Totally not. You just don't know about children. So the presumption will be she's zaka goyiba. So the whole mechanism that you have over here, that migul doesn't work, has no bearing on the case in Kedushin. Similarly in Yevamos. The fact that we would normally assume she's bididami, she just assumes that maybe the husband died, That's what we would think, but if we have a Migo that says that she did more research, okay, so we grant it. There's nothing in the Bididami, the Chazaka, that says that it's not possible. It's not possible that she did check it out. Certainly, I can concede. Here, the Chazaka said it's not possible that you pay Tochazman. Chazaka speaks to that issue. You don't pay Tochazman. But the dummy doesn't mean that it's not possible that she, in fact, saw her husband die. And knowing that there's brothers certainly doesn't tell you that it's not possible that he has children. It's just that based on not knowing about the children, we can put her in the box that she's Zaka Kuyiva. So the way Rashi reads our Gemara, it's not even shaykh to say lo dummy ka. Lo dummy ka means I have things that have some resemblance, some kind of connection, but this is they're different. This is one type of chazaka, that's the other type of chazaka. But if the issue here is not about affecting the chazaka, but that the chazaka affects the taina, it's obvious a chazaka can only affect the taina and make it that the malushaka doesn't come to the rescue only if it's an under. So I can very well understand why in our Gemara it's possible that the chazaka can undermine the taina and malushaka can't work. But over there, the migu can certainly work because the migu doesn't have a weakened taina that it's coming to rescue. The chazaka there, in both cases, doesn't weaken the taina. So then there's nothing to talk about. Okay. So what does that indicate? That for Tosas to even talk about the distinction and say lo damukau, and I grant you, lo damukau does in fact mean that the chazakas are different. But to even talk about the chazakas being different, you still have to talk the same language. And what is that language? Not that the chazaka weakens the taina, and that's where migo doesn't work. The opposite, the other way around. The question is, does the migo weaken the chazaka, in which case migo wins? Or does the migo not weaken the chazaka, and the chazaka is still standing, in which case migo can't speak to this because there's nothing to talk about. We have a chazaka here. And that's, in fact, the language in Yevamos. And that's also what Tosis carries over when discussing in Yevamos this very same question of how do you contrast the Gemara in Yevamos with Rabbi Basu. When Tosis is speaking about that issue here and does make the distinction in both directions, Tosis mamish quotes our Gemara, not the way we have in our Gemara. It seems ki'ilu there was a different girsa, even. Tosis wasn't goris the words like we have, O Dilma b'mokum chazaka lo min ma'u l'shaka. That's not what Tosis had. What did Tosis have? Lashon Tosis. In Yevamos Kuftes Vav, O Dilma lo asi malishaka maro chazaka. That's if the malishaker is not going to work. So Satosu says, O Marie, de lo dami lo hadi mibari per kam de babas. So to that shaila by us in our Gemara, praticha betoch zmano imehem and benigo de bi amar praticha achazmani. Tosu goes on, I asi malishaker umaro lo chazaka o lo. Wow. How is Tosis putting the suffix of our Gemara in the same phraseology as the Gemara in Yevamos? I asi mal l'shaker umar lo chazaka olo. So now we're talking the same frame of reference. Now we have what to talk about. Now we can talk about a lo dama kral, but at least we're speaking the same language. So to explain a little bit better, so what does it mean for Tosis as opposed to Rashi? It seems as follows. For Tosis, what has to happen in order to win is a chazaka has to be weakened. For Rashi, it's not the case. The chazaka can exist. But melo takfa, chazaka exists. But a taina is a taina. A taina creates a suffix. I have a chazaka, but there's a suffix. I don't have to pay the money. Maybe I'm right. The answer is no, but the chazaka weakened the taina. So the taina doesn't create a suffix. In other words, go back to square one, beginning of the sugya. We had a question. Resh Lakish says a person can say a pei tochazman. So therefore, you say you claim pei tochazman, you have to show, you're not believed. Hamotz ve'avaraya. How come I have to pay? Maybe I pei tochazman. Chazaka is going to be motzi mama. So maybe that's what it could be. There are chazakas like that. Is that the pshat? Or we said something else. Not because chazaka is motzi mama. It's because a motzi mechav araya means when it's a suffix. And I don't know. Suffix, I can keep it. I can keep the money. Here, we know there was a loan. The Malva doesn't have to prove that there wasn't some scenario that came up that could make the loan disappear. If we have no cause for suffix, we don't view the possibility that you pay tokhazman as viable, so mela, you have to pay. For Rashi, the chazaka has standing, and therefore there's no suffix. You can't win with the tainu to make a suffix. But amal l'shaker gives you nemanus. Now there's what to think about. Maybe you did pay tokhaz, but no. But wait a second. The chazaka is mara v'dibur. The chazaka is here. The chazaka weakens the taina, and now a weakened taina cannot be rescued with the amal l'shaker. So we're back to the beginning, to square one. So you can't go. You can't create a suffix here. And the chazaka was always standing. The question is, did the chazaka weaken the taina to such a degree that the amal l'shaker can't bring it up to the level to create a reality of suffix that I can hold my money because I'm also mechaver lavarai? That's the shayla in the Gemara. Does the amal l'shaker have enough strength to pull that taina that's now somewhat weakened by the chazaka to still view it as a level that it creates a suffix? That's Rashi. But Tosis is a different picture. But Tosis, apparently, in order to allow this person to be putter, you have to mess with the chazaka. If the chazaka is viewed as having standing, then it's not pshat that there's nothing to talk about. We don't need him. We know the reality. We know the truth. We know. In a patros manner, we know. So what do I care what he says? I have reality in front of me. The chazaka is what it is. It's like Eden, you could say. Eden Petros Mano. I know the Metzius. You could say, it is what it is. It's fact. So what's the Shalat HaGemar? Mal L'Shaker, Marolei L'Chazaka. Oh, the answer is, the Mal L'Shaker gives us a weakening of the chazaka, in the same way the Gemara says it over there, that the Mal L'Shaker weakens the B'Dadami that we were thinking until now. There's a weakening of the chazaka. This chazaka is no longer holding as we don't see necessarily as for sure emes. We have a mal l'shaker that's weakening the chazaka. So that's maybe the possibility of where he's put. Comes Tosis with a question now. So here we have a shal in the Gemara whether mal l'shaker could weaken chazaka. Maybe yes, maybe not. But we have in Yevamos, we have a suffix, and we have a possibility that the mal l'shaker can weaken the chazak, and here we think it might not. What's the difference? Now, in the other direction, it's easier. Right? What's the other direction? In Yevamos, it won't weaken the chazaka of a didami, and here it will. So what's the answer? Why is it more easy to understand over there that direction, that it doesn't weaken, doesn't weaken the chazaka? Because what's the chazaka over there from the rift? That she probably just speculates. So mal l'shaker doesn't speak to that issue. It's like, if she thinks that, she just jumps to conclusions. So what's Miguel going to help? She just assumes that the husband died. So that's unique to that situation. It doesn't even need to be spelled out. Tosis does spell it out in Yevamos. But more important is to stress the other direction, that the Gemara there is allowing for the possibility that the mal l'shaker can put a dent in the chazak. And here we're thinking maybe it doesn't. That's one issue. What's the Gemara Kedushin? There we're saying the mal l'shaker can go against the chazaka. What chazaka? Now, she's presumed to have to do Yibam HaChalitza. That means that we have a presumption that she should have to have Yibam HaChalitza, and the mal l'shaker can weaken that presumption. And here we're suggesting, possibly, that the mal l'shaker cannot. What's the answer? Lo damikral. Why lo damikral? Because it's true, in both cases, the issue is, does the mal l'shaker weaken the chazaka? But what type of chazaka are we talking about? Not all chazakas are of the same weight. There's a chazaka of a box, a presumption, and there's a chazaka of umdina. So, whereas in those cases, we say that the chazaka might well be weakened by the mal l'shaker, because what type of chazaka is it? It's not a chazaka of an umdina. It's a chazaka that's a presumption. Because mal l'shaker and shakes it a little bit. Therefore, mal l'shaker can win, but a case in Kedushin for sure, in a case of Yevamos possibly. It can overcome the B'didami. But over here, the chazaka is a greater order, a greater magnitude. It's a chazaka of umdina. So maybe here we can suggest that it won't work. But at least we're talking the same language. So the lo dama klal does boil down to that distinction of one chazaka being an umdana, one being a chazaka of a categorization. But the fact that Tosis is differentiating means that Tosis understood, as the Lashon Tosis indicates, that the issue here is about the malis shaker affecting and weakening the chazaka rather than the reverse. Were it to be the reverse, then obviously the entire issue of our sugya is unique to the fact that it's chazaka of an umdana. But if it's about migul weakening the chazaka, one could have said, well, so what's the difference? The answer is, there is a difference. The Lashon of Tosis in Yevamos, he spells it out in both directions, though. What does he say? With regard to Yevamos, Tosis says, it's lo dami. Here it doesn't say what the lo dami klal is about. But Tosis and Yevamos works out the differentiation in both directions. Lo dami lo hadim b'ay perkam de baba basur, paticha b'toch zmani, yimehem et b'migdi b'ay umir paticha, achaz zmani yosem al shaka mar lechazaka, o lo, dahasam marala, hachalo marala, kivan d'ama b'didami. So what does that have mean? It's more. You can hear more reason why it's Marala Chazaka where in Bava Basra. It weakens the Chazaka of Eilam B'toch Zmano because you have the Migul. But maybe it's not going to be Marala Chazaka B'didami because B'didami means that we say that she doesn't research. So she brought information to us. Okay, but she saw what she saw and she assumed her husband died. The B'didami is still going to be a concern. So Malishaka can't overcome the B'didami presumption. So that's unique, peculiar to that situation, Yevamos. That's the direction in one way. The other way is the ilo mara hasam, meaning, again, see, the issue is all about mara l'chazaka or not mara l'chazaka. So ilo mara hasam is to say over here in our Gemara that the migul is not going to weaken the chazaka, means the chazaka is going to triumph. Why? So then, and here we're saying that the chazaka will be weakened. Joseph says, I'll tell you what, l'fish ein hoveklal. Meaning the chazaka is an umdera, that you don't pay tochazman. So that's why it's not going to stand up to that chazaka to weaken it, because the chazaka is a strong chazaka. It never happens that people pay tochazman. The chazaka doesn't say he couldn't have died by mochama. The chazaka says that she sometimes, on her own, thinks that he died. But it's not the chazaka that's telling us people do not die by mochama. It's not an umdina about that specific thing that she's coming to say. It's more that, so therefore, that's it. That's Mamashah distinction. But the distinction is within the realm of Mara versus Lo Mara. You see? Here you can hear it. It's Lo Mara to the Chazaka. Chazaka ain't hove klal. Here, of course you could die the Mocham. This is, parenthetically, this is why I realized people were thrown off by the Maram. I don't know exactly what the Maram was saying, because I realized when the Maram was saying Lo Dami Klal, he said one line, but he uses the jargon of the Gemara Yevamos. I don't know. He says, Lashon was, Ein ina meshava dusham, ein ma'lishaka mara chazaka kashemuva me'atzma. And maybe someone could tell me exactly how they read this, because Pasha didn't chap afterwards when I read it again. The sham ein malishaka mara lechazaka. Maybe he means what I just read in the Tosfos in Yevamos. Because, but he's using the lashon mara lechazaka anyway. But not sure. Anyone with Maran? No. Either way, just a second, take everyone's questions. But it's just interesting because whereas Tosfos differentiates, and we understand why he's differentiating, because there's what to at least compare. Other Rishonim actually make distinctions. Like the Rashba, for example, and the Iri, also the Ritva in Iri here, and the Rashba there in Kiddushin. What do they say? Say the Rashba, for example, that I gave you, right? The Rashba, he goes on Rebbe. Rebbe says, Ma'al Shaker. He says, the difference is, the malish shaker of Rebbe is to do an action. He could give her a get. That's a stronger malish shaker than a malish shaker of Taina. Taina, I could have said another Taina. Yeah, but maybe I had some reason to prefer this Taina. So whatever malish shaker is with Taina, it's not the greatest support in the world that he's right. But they could do something, that's a stronger malish shaker. But he's trying to say something to answer the kasha. Afal gav says the Rashba, the perkamet the babaso iboyilon yamin amigo malkam chazaka olo below ifshita. And here Rabbi is clearly saying amigo be malkam chazaka. What's the chazaka that she's presumed zekuka liibum? The chenami biyavamis hesikem mochama baolam says the Rashba. The difference is that here it's for sure amigo is going to work malkam chazaka, and whereas in Yavamis and in Baba Basra, there's a suffix, he says, because Hasan Demal is Shaka Bechil of Tainus, She'enon Amitios. False Tainus, one Taina instead of the other. Even though the other Taina would have been a better Taina, but nevertheless, it's low Olin. The Dilmazu, I said, Nachona Krova Bedaita. This one he thought of more hit him more. So Amigo is not the biggest proof. Now Shaka is not the biggest proof. You pick this Taina, not the other Taina. Av Amigo Kezu, the Ilorts, Ratsa Gomer Kabanosa Lefaneinu, Achshav Olam Ke'eden. That's Rabbi's sheet. It's like Eden, Ba'asya Eidus Marchazak. But why does Rashi have to say this? I mean, according to Rashi's take on our Gemara, for sure there's nothing to talk about. Only Chazak of an Umdina is Mara L'Tainasa. But the Rashba, of course, understood it also that it's the question Mara L'Chazaka. And the Rashba gave the chiluk that he gave. The Migul is stronger. The Meiri has another factor. The Meiri says, Zesh Nistapik Lano B'ma L'Shaker Imlav Kach Nistapik in Yivamis. What about Kedushin? There it says, for sure, Migul works. A person wouldn't want to just put her out. He's not suffering. She's going to suffer. If she really needs to have Yibam Mechalitza, he's going to say she's parted because he has children. So a person more likely would not want to do something which would be only spiteful to her, and to him it doesn't matter. That's Inod Mechote Below Low. He would make her vulnerable to be violating an Isser that she'd be marrying out before getting Chalitza. We don't assume he would do that. So it's more reason to accept the Migu. Idam Choti below low. Avazusha Bekan, Avosha Bechachivam, Sarach Atzmam Heng. What we see in the Meiri and the Rashba, also the Ritva talks about this in Kedushin also. He says, in Korachazakos Shavos, Idam Choti below low, and other things he says, but what you have here is they're reckoning with this as a real question. Here it's Mikum Chazak Amrinan, here it's a Safik, here it's a Safik. Again, to even discuss this and have to find Chilukim, right, I think it shows that they're understanding it al derech Tosfos, and they didn't want him Machag, but Tosfos was Machag, and they found other Chilukim. Okay, this is for the part of Tosfos that we did so far yesterday. A few people had questions. Let's go around the room. I don't remember anymore. Yaakov?
Isn't the Rashba still comparing
Yivamis
to?
Yes, that much. Yeah, that much you see in the Rashba. The Rashba seems to look at, and the Miri too. They seem to put Yivamis and Baba Basra together. That's correct. Tosis wanted to disentangle Yivamis, the suffix from here, from Baba Basra, and they seem to put that in one place, in one category, and then ask from Kedushin. You're quite right. Right. Tosis both here and in Yivamis makes it clear that it's not a connection. Right. Anything else? Who else? Yeah,
Daddy. If this chazaka is such an umdana, and it's like a vada, it's b'tor's vada, b'tor's bira, so why in our Gemara is it using the lashon of chazaka, not like a robe, for example, where like it's clear everybody does it.
Chazakas can be words that are used for all kinds of things. I mean, it's chazaka, and Gemara says chazaka in a peritos lano. That's what they use in the Gemara right before. Right? That's right before this Ibayu, the Gemara says chazaka, right? The last words of the Gemara, right before you buy it, chazaka la'avet inesh t'parv goes in there. Human nature can be viewed as a chazaka.
I'm saying if that's what people do, then why isn't that a rove? Rove people.
No, not every rove is the same thing as chazaka. Sometimes a chazaka can be based on rove, but then it, you know, you have to know what the differentiation is. But chazaka is, that is what we presume to be the case. It's also statistically the case, okay, of course. But it's more than rove, chazaka. The same. But there's also chazaka, it's a chazaka to make kara. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a chazaka of a presumption. It's not rov. Why doesn't it say rov? The relationship between rov and chazaka. I don't think it's about what most people do. It's about what is considered human nature. Most probably, what human nature is going to manifest statistically. But that's not the same thing as saying it is a rove. It's a chazaka. You'd be able to see evidence of it if you did you did empirical research. You could find back it up with statistics. But it's not that this is rove. It is chazaka. The chazaka can be supported by data. The data will be the rove. Not the same.
I'm saying if it is an umdana, though, so then we should be able to find statistical data for it, and then the Gemara should consider it a rove, and then it should obviously be the mikra because it's a rove, and if not, then it's not such
an
umdana.
So why is Gemara raises mikra makam chazak, not makam rove? I don't know. I don't know if you'd say, you couldn't say mikra against a rove right now. The question is, the root of the question is, do people pay or not? Rove is it's not the koveya, and that the question is what is the I think the rove could be the backbone of it, but it's not the koach of rove as a machriya and a suffik. I don't think so. I don't think you ever have a shayla migul b'makom rove. I don't know. Not that I'm aware of it. Maybe you can find a gemara like that. I'm not aware of such a gemara migul b'makom. I don't. Yes, Shmuel.
Are you saying it's not all possible that someone paid back?
Of course, it's possible. I buy the rubber hole that they do, right?
So what's the difference between that and the case of the Mohammed where it's possible that...
No, what Tosis means over there, because I get he means because the Chazaka, he means the Chazaka speaks to that issue. The Chazaka says people don't be tochazman. But the dummy doesn't say that he doesn't die by Mohammed. The dummy means that she often will think he died when he didn't die. But the Chazaka of the dummy is not stating that the person did not die, that the Chazaka, that person does not die by Mohammed. That's what Tosis means there. Now, let's see if this how is going to be relevant for the next part of Tosis. The last part of Tosis brings another Gemara in Yevamos, another mission, really, that Tosis doesn't answer. He brings us an akasha. That seemingly over there, we should have a situation of a migul b'makom chazaka. And why don't we possibly say over there that there should be a din that we can believe the woman based on a migul b'makom chazaka? Why doesn't it enter into our discussion? Mil kasha, mitetnan biyavamis, perik beis shamei. So another yavamis gemara. The case is as follows: Yavama sha'amra toch shloshim yom lo nivalti kofinoso for what? I think maybe they added here. Did they add it in? Kofinoso for what? For chalitza. Achas shloshim mevakshim heimen. What does this mean? So the halach is clear. That the case was that this woman, her husband died, and there's a brother. Right now, this brother, the halacha is that he has to either give her, marry her, has to have a beer with her as a yavam, in which case he becomes fully married. And if he does become fully married, then he just has to, if he wants to divorce her, gives her a get, and she's free to remarry. She doesn't need any chalitza, so she's married already. Now she can get a get. Or he has to give her chalitza, and then she's released from the zika. The zika is what exists right now, that connection. Now, the way that sometimes it's done, Chachamim created something called maimar. Maimar means kiddushin, in the case of Yavam Yivama, where he gives her, like we would imagine, kiddushin, that it's not really going to accomplish midoraisa, the marriage. She's still going to need chalitza, because until you become married through Yibam, you can't release her with just a get. So he can give a get to undo the maimer, but they're still going to need for chalitza. Many of the mishnayos and yivam, especially in the fifth parak, you have all these questions of one thing on top of another, get acha maimer, maimer acha get, and bia, and so on and so forth. These are different combinations, what you have here. So he can give her a maimer, he'll still need to give her a get, and he'll still need to do chalitza. Right. The question is, within 30 days, he gave her a get, meanwhile. He claims that he did Yibam, in which case the get was sufficient to release her to marry anybody. She comes and says that it's not so. Lo nivalti. So as far as she's concerned, based on what she's telling us, she's going to need chalitza to be able to marry anyone else. He says, it's sufficient. I gave you the get. I did Yibam. I gave you the get. You were married to me, and then I divorced you, and now you're free to marry who you want. But she now is not going to be allowed, by her own admission, right? She needs to have chalitza. question is, do you believe her and force him to do chalitza? Or do you not believe him and you cannot really force him to do chalitza, except that she's going to be stuck because once she acknowledges that she's not allowed to marry out, she's going to be stuck based on her own she becomes usher by her own admission. So then we have to perhaps try to convince him to do a favor and give a chalitza. So the Mishnah says it depends. For 30 days, meaning to say now that, you know, the husband died, now the 30-day window of time, so we can assume that the person, the Avam, could have been disciplined not to have yet done Yibam. So her Taina Lo Nivalti is accepted, and therefore, notwithstanding what he says, we say, no, we can assume that you didn't do Yibam yet, and therefore, you must give her Chalitza. Kofinosa. Achashloshim. Then already, Mivakshim Heimenu. Then, he can hold his own and say, I did my Yibam, I gave her the get, I don't owe her chalitza, because the get was sufficient after the Yibam. The Gemara explains, and Mefarash Hasam, what's this based on? The Ad Shiloshim Yom, Muki Inesh Anafshe, Tfei Lo Muki. In other words, this is what Tosis is referring to as the Chazaka in this picture. What's the Chazaka in the picture? The Chazaka is that a person can restrain himself, not even though she's his Yavama, so how long can he go without having relations with her? 30 days. So, Ad Shiloshim Yom, Muki Inesh Anafshe. Tfei Lo Muki. So the presumption is that for 30 days he didn't necessarily do Yibam yet, and she's believed. And therefore he has to give the chalitza. After 30 days, we say he did do Yibam already. Kach achas shloshim ein kofin, d'lo mehemna. So then, since we say by 30 days he would have done the Yibam, she's not believed. What's the problem of Tosfos? Afal gav the islamigu. There's a chazaka that he would have done the Yibam by 30 days. But she has a migo. What's her claim? He didn't do the Yibam. The Chazaka would say that by 30 days, a person would have for sure done the act of Yibam. But why does she have a migo? This just brings in, the Ibaya Amra, Eina Yachalavo Alai. The Nemenes, there's a whole Indian by itself, but Tosis brings it in Krachayat, that she could say that he's incapable of doing a Maisabiyah. That's the Gemara at the end of the Dharma Mishnah, the Lashon Nekiyah in the Mishnah there, HaShemayim Ben Yivaynach, and that's only something that's known in Shemayim, whether he can be Mazviya, whether he can ejaculate. So if she would say that he's not capable of performing the act of Biyah, so the Gemara says, Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, that she's believed. So says Tosfos, this woman says that he did not do anything. It's past 30 days. The Chazaka says that what happened? That he did do Yibam. Tosfos says, but she has a migu that she could have said, Eino yachol avla, he's incapable of ejaculating, of doing the act. So because she has a migu, she should be believed, therefore, to say what? Lo nivalti. What do you see? The migu doesn't work, the makam Chazaka. That's Tosfos' question. There are a lot of things here to sort out. A lot of things. Somebody had a question from before? Please. I don't remember. Yomi. Or...
I just had a question on like more of the development. So it said that like for 30 days, like the Chazaka is, we assume like he can control his time for a certain period. Like, isn't it a mitzvah to have Biyam? So, like,
well, first of all, it's Shal Yibam versus Chalitza. But, right. But if she really goes before that. But she's believed. He could have, but she says she didn't. He didn't. So what you're asking is, where's her nemanis? Maybe he did do Yibam. Obviously, she has her nemanis up to 30 days. It's not that we know he didn't do the Yibam. It's that she's believed to say he didn't do the Yibam. But she's not, in other words, you're right, a person could have done the mitzvah right away, but she says he didn't. So beyond 30 days, she lost her nemanis. What you're trying to ask, without realizing it, so why is she neman? Maybe he did the mitzvah anyway. But for some reason, see, she's believed to say he didn't do the Yibam. But she lost her nemanis after 30 days because of the chazaka that for 30 days would have gone by, he for sure would have done it. That's the chazaka. Lo muke anafshe, more than 30 days. tektosos, but she has a migu, she could have said, Enu yachal lavo ala. So let her be believed when she says, lo nevalti. Yep.
Two questions. One, once you do mimer, you can still do bia, and then it's considered that you did yibum?
Yeah. In fact, that's what a chamer would want to do preferably, that to do a mimer and then do, not just right away don't go to the yibum of the bia, but to do mimer first and then do the yibum itself.
In this case, it's after they did the mimer and whether or not...
He gave her a get, yeah, he gave her a get, but he claims that he was a get after yibum, and in which case she's totally free. She was in the Eishes Ish from the yibum, and then the get freed her. She claims I never got yibum, so therefore the get doesn't release me because I still need chalitza. Could be those mimer, but it's not going to help because she needs chalitza, because she never became married to him. The zika can only be broken with chalitza, but if she becomes married through the yibum, then a get is sufficient. But short of having the yibum, she'll need chalitza to be released from the zika. Yeah.
And the other question is, if someone's incapable, then it's never going to be considered bia.
That's right. That's what you see, right? But Tosus is asking it should be a migu that should allow it to be believed, even though there's a chazaka that he must have done the bia already. Now, the Kibeger has it, kasha stam, like this is like very strange because Mamish, he doesn't answer it. And this has to do with that inya that Tosis quotes in the Dham. Where does it come from? This, that she could say, Eino yachal lavo olai. What's the basis for that in the Manas? That she tells us, amigo, she could have said, Eino yachal lavo olai, and she's believed. Why is she believed? So, the Kibeger points out, the Gemara in the Dham says it's based on the following, that a woman can say to her husband, Gerashtani, and if she says to his face, Gerashtani, Ein isha mi'isa pana b'fnei baila. You have it referenced, I think, later in Baba Basra, too, if I'm not mistaken. Ein adam ein isha mi'isa pana b'fnei baila. It has to do with the fact that she's married. Look at her Kibeger inside, if you have it here. Lo zachisi lahavin. Right. The iba ya'amra ein yachal avolai, lo zachisi lahavin. Hashem benedarim mevuar hatam dinemenes b'hachi mishum de'en isham isa panah b'fnei baila. Now, what's this case? Do those variables make sense over here? Bain, according to what he says and what she says, the common denominator is she's not married to him. According to her version of the story, he didn't do yibam. And for the maimer, there was a get. So she was never married. And he quoted his version of the story. He did yibam and gave her a get. So she's not married. So where's the migul? Hacha lo sheikh kein. Da get the yada. She's got the get. Ukefi dvarav. According to his version, deba aleha eino baila. Oh, he's no longer her husband because he did bia, he had yibam, and he gave her the get. Vimken leka chazaka zu. Then there is no chazaka. Which chazaka he means? Which chazaka? The chazaka ain't isha mi'isa pnei baila. She's not baila. She's not a woman married to a husband. Dami manav shach eno baila. But adarav kafid vareha adayin skukalo. According to what she's saying, she still is yet to have the yibam. B'tzachi and God. So something is missing, pashit, in terms of the, you know, the cheshbeni. But what's even more strange, I found that Shmuel Rzavsky asked this. See, Rabbi Kivega asked Akash on Tosis. But really, why are you bothering on Tosis? You can ask Akash on the Gemara. The Gemara says she's believed to say, Lo Nevalti, until 30 days, right? Why? That's what you were alluding to before. So, it doesn't say Mefurish, but there's a Shach in Kole Migu, and he relates to this Kash of Tosis. At the end of Simon Pei Beis, you have Dine Migu, and you have a whole list of osios in the Shach of Kloli Migo. This is in Os, I think it's Ches. So, Yud, Sivkot and Yud in the Shach. So he brings Tosis Kasha. He says the answer is you can't compare Chazakos one to the other. That's how he starts. And he brings the words of our Tosis, Miu Kasha, from the case in Yavamis, Daf Kofiud Aleph. And he says, "Ufi mashikasavti ein ledamos chazaka zula zula kashamidi." But ordinarily, he says to Shach further. And I think Yaakov, maybe you are onto this before you're asking me. The belav hachi lo kashamidi. The harmina besof nedarim. What did you ask me, Yaakov? You asked me lechayra to say ein och love alai takes guts, right? So then, what do you call that? A migo of what? Migo da'aza. Right? Is that what you're asking? I think so. Maybe. Okay. But wait. But listen to the Shach. He says like this. He says, Amir himself nidarim, di'i arma eni yachol, right? Nemenes, hainu mikoach hazakad eni sham izapanel kineged baila. Im kein, dafka hasam deleka chazaka achwina kinegda. So there, she's believed. Mash enken biyavama sh'omar lo nivalti. She says, "Lo nevalti, the ikar chazaka achrina kinegda." Which, what's the chazaka that she's up against? She says, "Lo nevalti." But what's the other chazaka that a person would have for sure had bia with her for 30 days? The ikar chazaka de lo muki inish anafshe more than 30 days. V'lo dami in adam prayer toch zmano the ilu ama paraiti achaz mano hayinemem ba'osa taina atzma mitzad atzma v'lo hayinu tzvichem letam chazaka mashenken biyavama kineli bara. Meanwhile, what does the Shach say? He says a teretz, the Tosfos. We're not going to get into the Lamed, says a teretz. But meanwhile, the Shach says that the woman's nemanus is based on the chazaka as well of eni shemizapaneha. When she says, sounds like the Shach is saying, when she says lo nivalti, it's also based on that. I don't understand. She's not married. So what's the big bother in Tosis? Ask on the Gemara. If the lo nivalti is only believed because of Eni Shama'iza, but she's saying I'm not his wife. So like, why are you only asking on Tosis? So apparently, again, it's not in the foolish as much in the Gemara, but apparently Rabbi Kierke must have assumed that the lo nivalti is believed for another reason. She could say lo nivalti. She's not believed to nivalti because a person for sure would have had the factosis, but she has a migul. She could have said eno yachol. Ask the kiveger on Tosvos what he asks, but that whole nemanus is only based on enisha meiza. She's not his wife. Okay, so this is intricate in its own right. It's not directly our inyan. I want to take this from the other angle that we were discussing until now in Shir. This kash of Tosis, would you be able to ask this kasha on Rashi's pshat of our Gemara that migu doesn't work with makam chazak, or migu works with makam chazak? Could that be a kasha? In other words, the way Rashi learns our suffix of our Gemara, would this be a kasha? If we say Migul b'makom chazak, according to Rashi, Rashi's taken our Gemara. Versus, so we had two ways to read our Gemara. Migul b'makom chazak could mean one of two things. Either Tosfos take is that the Migul, the Ma'alei Shaker, weakens the chazak. That's Tosfos take. What's the Rashi's take in the Gemara? What does Migul win? The chazaka did not weaken the Taina to such a degree that it can't be revived and rescued and supported by the Migul. It's not a question of the chazaka being weakened. It's a question of whether the chazaka can step, whether the chazaka weakened the migul, the taina to such a degree that the migul won't work, or the migul can still work. Now, in our context, to say migul b'makom chazaka is to say what? What are the implications according to Rashi? That even though the chazaka exists, the taina is not weakened to such a degree that the Ma'alei Shaker can't rehabilitate it and make it hold its own in the face of the chazak. Right? Therefore, there's enough cause of a suffix to say that maybe he paid. Ma'alei Shaker gives us cause for a suffix. He can keep his money. That's to say, if Aminan Ma'alei Shaker, b'makom chazaka, what does it mean according to Rashi? Aminan Ma'alei Shaker, that the taina can be salvaged through the Ma'alei Shaker, and therefore, what are the implications? He doesn't have to pay. Clear? What do we want to use it for over here? Let's say Nigo b'makom chazaka. That what? That we should now force him to give a chalitza. What does he have on his side? Nigo b'makom chazaka, according to Rashi, did it weaken the chazaka or not? According to Rashi. Did the chazaka get weakened according to Rashi? No, the chazaka is strong. So this Yavam, former Yavam, whatever you want to call him, he has a chazaka that he did Yibam right. So what are you going to say? Malish Shaker, that the taina that she has that says Lo Nivalti should be supported by a migo that she could say Eina Yachalav Olai. To what extent that we should now force him to do chalitza? He has a chazaka that he did Yibam already. Why did he have to do chalitza? All you could say is that it helps him not have to pay. The taina is salvaged, it's rescued, it's elevated to create a suffix in the face of a situation of a din Torah where he says, I paid, tochas man, the malishaker allows him to keep his money. But the malishaker, the chazaka is here. The chazaka wasn't weakened, but the chazaka being here, but nevertheless, the taina still allows itself to be rehabilitated through the malishaker so he can keep his money. But you can't take that argument and translate that into the case in Yevamis, that therefore he has to give a chalitza. Why? The chazaka says he did Yibam already. Why does Tosis have a question that he leaves unanswered? Because how did Tosis understand the tzad of the Gemara of Malishaker B'makom Chazaka? Not the way the words are in our Gemara, that what? That B'makom Chazaka mean Malishaker. But what? That the Malishaker does what? To the chazaka. It's more to the chazaka. Because the chazaka is here, then there's something to talk about. The chazaka has to be weakened. So therefore, the chazaka is weakened, then he can win with his taina because the chazaka is weakened. So Tosis says, if you hold that way over here, so then why not say over there as well that she has a migul? She has a malishaka. She could have said, and the yachalavalai. So she says, lo nivalti. With that migul, what happens? The chazaka that he usually would have done the yibam within 30 days gets weakened. It's weakened, then we can force him to give chalitza. The only reason Tosis had a basis for a question that we should allow her migul to now force him to do chalitza after 30 days is because Tosis lishitasa that the tzad of the Gemara of malishaka b'makom chazaka is that it's mara lechazaka. It's Maro Chazaka, then the same way over here, it's Maro Chazaka that he could be potter from paying. Keep Maro Chazaka over there that we should force him to do Chalitza afterwards because even though we thought that he would have done it by 30 days, but the Chazaka is weakened because of Maro Chazaka, weakens the Chazaka. So now we can assume very well, possibly, that he didn't do even the Chazaka is weakened. But for Rashi, the Chazaka never got weakened. The Chazaka is what it is. But the issue is the Maro Chazaka can still rescue the taina in the face of the chazaka. To what extent? That he doesn't have to pay. But not to force him to do chalitza in the case of Yevamis, because he has a chazaka that he did Yibam already. I think it's clear as day that the entire kasha of Tosis can leave Rebbe Eger's cheshbon out. That's a kasha we don't have an answer to. All the cheshbon is from Rebbe Eger. Where's this migul and what's it based on? And she's not his wife? Okay, I don't know. We have to know what to answer. But meanwhile, the premise of Tosis kasha that we should have a migul, she should have a migul, and because of that, he should have to do chalitza post 30 days, can only be a kasha if we understood migul b'makom chazaka in our Gemara in the way Tosis did. That the migul is maro chazaka, like the Lashon HaGemara in Yevamis by Isha Shalom, and what we saw Tosis carries over to our Gemara. So if it's maro chazaka, it's maro chazaka over there, to the extent that we don't say that he couldn't hold back for 30 days. Maybe he did hold back. We have to start thinking maybe he couldn't do Yibam. He didn't do Yibam for 30 days. The Malishaka weakens the Chazaka. So then Tosis asks, Nikom Bakum Chazaka, we should force him to do Chalitza. But for Rashi, the Chazaka was never weakened. The Chazaka is what it is. The question is, in the face of the Chazaka, does the Taina have a standing to create a Safik? Does the Malishaker come in, or is it so weakened by the Chazaka that Malishaker can't come in? So it comes in. What does it come in to do? To help him keep his money. That he doesn't have to pay, because it creates a suffix in the face of the Chazaka so he can keep his money. Either it's a Chazaka, yeah, but there's Malishaker to raise up his taina to the point that he has a reason to say, maybe I did pay, even though there's a Chazaka. But that's not going to allow us to make him do Chalitza in the case of Yevamis, because the Chazaka still says that he didn't even murder. Rabbo said, you hear the point. The Chorit's Barer, that according to to Rashi's take on our Gemara, this kasha doesn't start. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, questions? No? Stunned silence? Please, Benan.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Go ahead.
About the difference of why it's so posh in our Gemara that there's a potential that he paid, but in according to Rashi, we're saying our Gemara, we could sell this stuff like that, maybe he did then, but in Yuvamos, we're saying. No.
Here the issue has to do with, in other words, the if the chazaka is here, for Rashi, the chazaka wasn't weakened. The question is, did the chazaka do enough damage to the taina that the Malishaka can't help him out? And on the tzad that the amigo works, it means that no, Malishaka can also come and rescue the taina, even in the face of the chazaka. So the chazaka says he didn't pay, but there's enough on his side to be able to say, I did pay. So he's off, he can be parted from paying. That's the tzad that Malishaka b'mokum chazaka amrina. You want to carry that over to Yevamis, you won't be able to. Because what you'd be saying, in effect, is that even though there's a chazaka that says that he did his yibum, but the Malishaka that she has would allow us to what? To rescue her taina. To what conclusion? That her taina is that he did not do biya, he did not do yibum, so we should not force him to do Chalitza after 30 days, even though he has a chazaka on his side saying he didn't do. He did his yibum. You can't take the logic of Rashi, of Mikum Makum Chazaka, of Asugya, and turn it against the Yavam. If your chazaka is here, all we can do is say he's putter from paying because there's enough of a tzad suffix that you can keep the money where it is, despite the fact that there's a chazaka, because possibly the Malishaka gives us cause to think that he may be paid anyway. But if there is a chazaka that's still here, then he's certainly not have to. You can't take now say he has to do chalitza afterwards. You can't now use that against the other. You can only allow him to hold on to his money. The one who has the miku can keep his money because he has a malishaka to support his claim. But if she has a malishaka to support her claim, but the chazaka is still here, then his chazaka obviously would not compel him to have to do chalitza.
So it's a little bit based off of the fact that in Yevamos, he's done the action already.
As far as the chazaka is concerned, he's done the action, and he doesn't owe her anything.
But in our case, it's a chazaka of inaction.
Yeah, it's a situation of Motir Chamer Lavaraya that he's able to hold on to that money because of his Malishaker to justify his taina that he paid her in. So that's only insofar as his, locally, in terms of his own situation, he doesn't have to pay. You can't. If the chazak says that he didn't pay, but the malishaker allows us to consider the possibility that he did pay. Considering the possibility that she's right cannot be enough to force the other one to do chalitza. Considering the possibility that he's right allows us to let him keep his money. But it cannot, considering the possibility that if the chazak is not weakened, it means it's just a possibility. So we have to consider the possibility that maybe he didn't do yibum. Yeshikayach, he maybe didn't do yibum. But chazaka says he did do yibum. Okay, so he doesn't have to do chalitza now. He gave him already. He gave her the get. Here, the possibility that has been raised, the suffix that has been created through the Malishaker, is going to have implications for him to keep his money, even though the chazaka says otherwise. But Maisa, maybe I did pay. Okay, I can keep the money, because Malishaker allows us to consider that as a possibility. But now you can't use that to force him, if the chazaka still dictates that he did Yibam already. So he doesn't owe her chalitza. So how can you take the Malishaker that allows us to entertain the possibility that in fact she was lo nivalti and make him have to do chalitza when the chazaka is telling us, and it's still here, screaming that he did yibum already? The only reason Tosis can ask the kasha is because Tosis took Malishaker from chazaka to mean that was mara lechazaka. It was mara lechazaka. It was mara to the chazaka that we assume that he go muki and yeshanafshi. No, we can very well understand that muki and yeshanafshi. Now we can say maybe do chalitza now because we're not convinced of the chazaka anymore. The chazaka is weak. It's clear. Okay, Shmuel. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this strong enough to say that it's like amigo lohotzi?
Interesting. There is a Maharit. Yeah, I was going to bring it in. They use such a lashon, and they don't know if it means it literally, but yeah, they want. I think the Maharit. I have to check for you. They use such a lashon that it's in the answering Tosfos Kasha. It's like a migal lehotzi. Very interesting. That's the sugya in Lamed Beis. Maybe we'll do it at one point, but later in this time. The sugya migal lehotzi is daf Lamed Beis in Cheskos Habatim. I thought we learned migal now. It would be a good at some point to learn that sugya. They use that lashon. I think it's in Maharit, to double check. And yeah, I don't know how literally to take it, but yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Why can't we say for the
Maharam
that it's just
going to be Maharam, the Lashon, the Maharam, we said that word. Yeah, but why does he use the Lashon Mar Chazaka? He should use the other, the backwards Lashon. He should have used Mar to the Tain. Yeah. The Lashon he uses is the Lashon of Mar Chazaka. Okay. No, what else, Chaver? What else? Okay, well, the Ksos obviously no one saw today, so we'll do the Ksos tomorrow. I will see what else. Do you want to have just a few minutes, just to have a little bit? We have a few minutes. We can just take a... Yeah, okay. Just a few minutes.